This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, some of us monkey around with credit card debt for sure. Get this. At the start of this year, it's estimated Americans' total credit card debt was approaching $1.7 trillion. Now, that's pennies if you're a government bureaucrat, but to everybody else, that's a lot of money because we don't have one of those printing presses in our house. At least most of us don't. It's a big problem. And we've got Vance Barsh with us this morning. He's a financial strategist, and he works in the financial services industry, of course, to talk more about this. Vance, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mark. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah, you know, I've worked in that industry for about 4 years, and I know this to be true. I mean, and a lot of people don't talk about it, but the best secret that a lot of people have is that they've got $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on credit cards. Maybe they move the balances around to somebody offering them 0% interest for a while, but if they're ignoring it, they're paying what, 28% interest on this stuff?
Yes, they often can, and congratulations, it only took you 4 years to get out of the industry. I'm pushing 20, and clearly you make better decisions than me, Mark. But when we look at the current interest rate environment, it is not unusual for credit cards to have a 24 to 28% APR, and that is taking good money and lighting it on fire, my friend.
Yeah, it is, and I don't, you know... I understand the price pressures people have faced the last couple of years, the last few years, everything, the price of everything's gone up, but you still have to live. And a lot of people have done that by putting it on these credit cards. What's your advice to people when you come across a client that's got $30,000 in credit card debt?
Cut that bad debt like a bad habit. It's so expensive to pay, we'll call it around 25% interest on these credit card balances, and it literally makes no sense. And to your point, it's really frustrating because so many Americans, when COVID hit, their industry shut down, they had no option but to spend down their savings. Millions of people had to tap their liquidity on hand, and their only option, Mark, was to turn to their credit cards. And they were riddled with bad debt, and they're still trying to climb out of that hole. And worse, add insult to injury, the growth that we have seen economically has really been in this K-shaped type of recovery where the top half of wage earners have continued to do well, leaving the bottom half to struggle. So the only option for so many people has been turn to that debt. But restructuring that debt, consolidating credit cards on a lower interest rate, credit card, and a number of other options exist, but the key takeaway is get out of that bad debt as soon as possible.
Vance, you go to any store now and they're trying to ask you if you want to open up a credit card and save whatever the, you know, 15% or whatever on your purchase for that day. And, you know, thankfully my husband's in finance, so I know to say absolutely not. But for people who might have 10, 15 or so credit cards because they just keep opening them, what do you tell them? Because I thought, I also heard that it's not good for your credit score if you're just constantly closing all of these credit cards.
Well, Cam, that is absolutely correct, and I love a jaunty tune. I tell them, no to the no, no, no. Do not proceed. Do not pass go. Do not collect, or in this case, pay $200, because future you will regret current you for making that decision.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're talking to Vance Barse here, who's worked in the industry here for a long time for financial services. And so what is a good option? Is it take, if you owe 20 grand, do you take 20 grand out of your 401k and just pay it off? Because I mean, that's saving you 28 or 30% interest that you're having to pay a year. It may take you forever to pay it off, right?
That is a brilliant looking question. The problem with that is that if the individual is under 59 and a half, they will be paying the tax on taking that money out prior to age 59 and a half, number one. Number two, when you take a distribution from a qualified retirement plan, and here comes the first acronym, QRP, that distribution is taxable at earned income tax rates, which for certain folks can be a very tax inefficient way of tapping liquidity. And thirdly, once you take that money out, unless it's vis-a-vis a loan, you can't simply put it back. You have to refund that 401k by way of earned wages. So having a rainy day fund that can help you strategically and methodically over time pay down the credit card, consolidating those credit cards to lower interest credit cards. And sometimes you have to turn to the bank of mom and dad. I have two kids, and I know that story all too well. Although my kids are 7 and 5. And they're like, can we get a toy today at Kroger? And I'm like, well, no. It's within our budget because it's never too early to start budgeting.
I love that. Vance, thanks for your time this morning, my friend. Where can people find you?
You can Google Vance Barse or go to YouTube and type in Vance Barse. I do significant amounts of media coverage.
Excellent.
And lectures. And thank you so much, Mark and Kim.
You bet. Appreciate it, buddy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.